August 9, 1921. Effects of the acts done in the divine will. Example of the machine. Continuing in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself in the midst of a most extensive sea. I saw a machine, and as the engine moved, water would spurt out from all sides of this machine. Rising up to heaven, these waves of water spouted upon all saints and angels, and reaching the throne of the Eternal One, they poured impetuously at his feet, and then descended again into the depths of the same sea. I remained astonished in seeing this, and I said to myself, "What can this machine be?" And a light which came from that very sea told me, "The sea is my will, the machine is the soul who lives in my volition, the engine is the human operating in the divine will. Every time the soul makes her own special intentions in my will, the engine puts the machine into motion. And since my will is life of the blessed as well as of the machine, it is no wonder that my will, which springs out from this machine, enters into heaven and glows with light and glory, spouting upon all, up to my throne, and then descends again into the sea of my will on earth, for the good of pilgrim souls. My will is everywhere, and the acts done in my will run everywhere, both in heaven and on earth. They run to the past, because my will existed, to the present, because my will has lost nothing of its activity, to the future, because it will exist eternally. How beautiful are the acts in my will! And since my will contains ever new contentments, these acts are new contentments for the very blessed. They substitute for the acts of the saints, which have not been done in my will. They are new graces for all creatures. Afterwards, I remained all afflicted because I had not seen my sweet Jesus. And he, moving in my interior, clasped me in his arms, telling me, "My daughter, why are you so afflicted? Am I not the sea itself?"